This recording is for a very dear friend who is in the middle of a new level of transformation. Hi, love. So things are going really well for you. Just to mention before we go any further, I know your major concern at this moment is the more you wake up, the less people you have to talk to be friends with. You feel alone. My experience is that in this trance period, when you're going through it and haven't yet fully arrived, the mind looks from here and works out what it's going to be like there. And the mind can't do that because the mind doesn't go there. There is without the mind. That's what there is. So you are judging what it's going to be like when you wake up totally from where you are now, and you can't do that. The mind cannot see this other state. In this other state, hard to explain to the mind, but you are always alone, you always have been, you always will be, and you are never alone. There is no such thing as aloneness. There is only this state that can't be explained, that we call oneness, where it's not alone. Now, these are the things for you to look at now. Yes, you are having a new realization about this major thing, presence. Presence. Now, you had it in that experience you were explaining, but when you were talking to us recently, you were not in it. You were in the idea of it, but not in the presence. So an idea comes up to share, and you go to the level of the idea to share, and you actually lose contact with us. Now, at your level, it's more difficult to see. You see it in other people, of course you do. You're seeing it very clearly in other people, and you're not seeing it to a new depth in yourself. As you get this idea to share, you go and connect with the idea and start to talk about it, and you lose connection with us. Now, it's relative because you have more connection than most people even know exists. And still, it's not there. Now, in this moment, you saying what you want to share uniquely to this moment, to these people you're talking to, talking generally now about what happens with people. People tell their stories. They say their story over and over. They say it over and over because they're not actually saying it. It's a recording. It's playing itself. So they can say it over and over and over to as many people as they can get to listen, because they're not there. Now, if you're really saying it and you're experiencing every word you're saying, you're there, you're present, not only with the story, but with the person to whom you're sharing, you're connected with them, you can still say your story over and over. But it'll be to different people. And every time you say it, the story will be shared in a different way, because you're sharing your story with this person as is appropriate for this person to hear. Back to your sharing. As you start to talk, you get scattered. Details come in that are not relevant to us in this moment. We are interested in the details, but live details, details that have to do with you, your story, and us, included us. And then there's a whole different level to you sharing. And incidentally, you will probably get new levels as well as you share. You'll start to see things differently because you're more present with it. And you're saying it out loud, which gives the brain a different angle of seeing it. You will benefit. Presence. The second thing, when we share with you, you don't hear us. You know the phenomenon. You have that all the time. You see that. And we're seeing another level of that in you. You don't hear. Now, I know you know the process, but I'm going to talk about the process again so other people can hear it again. What happens is when somebody shares, the mind immediately grabs it and says one of two things. That's wrong, I don't want to hear it. Or that's right, I understand. Now, if you understand, you don't understand. You are understanding your mind's interpretation of what you're sure the person is saying. And when we're sharing, we're not saying what you think we're saying. And your mind converts it into a meaning that we're not intending. We are saying something on another level. So, as I've shared so many times, and it's different for you because you're definitely at a different level, and it's still appropriate. Don't agree, don't disagree. Don't presume you understand what's being shared. If you did, it's like being in a dark room and somebody turns on a floodlight. Bang! You get it. If you don't get this incredible awakening sensation, you haven't got it. What you've got it mentally, intellectually, as an idea. You haven't got it. So when we're sharing, we're attempting to share something that you are not seeing. So the most efficient way of listening is to presume you're not seeing, unless you have this moment of realization. Listen. Just listen. Let it in. Let it in. Let it in. Your mind will get disturbed because your mind's job is to keep you safe, secure, and predictable and in an equilibrium. And if it gets something it's not used to, it panics. So what it does is either shut down, in less developed people, gets angry, judges the person that's sharing, gets revengeful, gets nasty. Or it says, oh yes, good, thank you very much. But it hasn't let it in. It's screened it off. It's camouflaged it, disguised it, added sugar to it so it's sweet, and it no longer does the job. So when something's shared, what I do is I presume I'm not understanding. If it doesn't go click, I'm not understanding, so I listen. And I tune in and I feel around, just in case. As I've said so many times, nobody is 100% right, but then nobody is 100% wrong. Go for the bit that's appropriate. Go for it. The way you go for it, I'll say again. You don't agree. You don't disagree. You don't believe. You don't have faith. If it doesn't click and you respect the person that's sharing, take it as a hypothesis that possibly they're saying something that I'm not understanding. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it as though it is true, an experiment from that perspective. And if I don't get it, I let it go. If I do get it, I'll know when I get it, because something happens. Not knowing is the most intimate. Listening at another level. Being there. Back to you. You're doing great, love. I'm just loving what's happening for you. And I'm suggesting don't get caught up in the things on the way, like I'm going to be alone. You've been there. You've been in that space. You've had that itness. You know. You know. You're not alone. You're not lonely. This indescribable space where you totally stop holding anything from the past, including the person that was holding the past. You not only stop holding the past, you stop holding the person that was holding the past.